All right. Speaking of getting to the bottom of things, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel is standing by. He's getting to the bottom of all of this right now, right here. Nothing going on. Nothing to see here, Brett Baer. Nothing happening in the news.
Hey, great talking to you. See you later.
It's too bad we have nothing to talk about.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but it's hell of the weather. All right. So you had hours upon hours of committee hearings today on the with Comey and the Admiral. Mm-hmm. This is my new series, Thursday nights on ABC.
Comey and the Admiral.
Comey and the Admiral. And I walked away from that thinking there are three people who probably right now are heading to a bar somewhere near them to have a drink. And that would be Roger Stone. That would be Paul Manafort. And perhaps even Michael Flynn, although I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But I certainly the peril is with him. But I definitely feel like those names, especially of Manafort and Stone, kept coming up. Mm-hmm. And if there is an investigation, which obviously there is some sort of investigation in the Russians' involvement, right? That's what we learned. That was the headline that there is an active FBI investigation in the Russian involvement in an influence campaign. But here's something I found interesting, and please tell me what you know about this, Brett Baer, that they say that though there's no evidence of them hacking the tallies of the votes, there is evidence of them attempting to hack into voter registrations.
And various attempts to get into voter registration at various state election boards. And we've reported different incidents of that all blocked. And so they went state by state. You know, did it affect the vote in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan? And they went state by state, and both the FBI director and the director of National
NSA.
Security Agency said, no, we don't have any evidence of that. It still stands that Clapper, Director Clapper, who was the head of the Director of National Intelligence before he transitioned, and now it's Dan Coats from Indiana, did do a full scrubbing of the information and passed over that they didn't have any evidence of collusion and they didn't see it. And all of the people who have seen this intelligence say that, you know, there's no firm evidence. The ranking member on Intel says there is some tangential evidence, and they need to continue this investigation, which it is ongoing. I think this is going to be something that does not go away, and it is just fuel to the fire today, and I expect this to be a big issue from the White House point of view as well.
Brett, the why part of this is so fascinating to me, because I think one of the most significant headlines that came out of this is that the fact that the FBI Director James Comey even acknowledged that there is an investigation into Russian meddling into the election and potential ties to the Trump team. I mean, we know for a fact that the FBI rarely will admit that there's an investigation when asked, and even if there's evidence of there potentially being an investigation, we'll be silent about that. In this case, what do you think was the motivation for telling the public anything? Was it because of the coming out in front on the Hillary Clinton situation, or what do you make of that?
Well, I think it has just been in such a focus of the national news coverage, and then the president weighing in on these things, it has become everybody is looking for answers. I think that what you saw was an FBI director who is being transparent, but there are three elements to this. One, that you have the ongoing investigation into possible collusion, although all the people say that they haven't seen anything yet, but the investigation is there. Two, there's no evidence of a wiretap or surveillance on Trump Tower, as opposed to what the president tweeted about President Obama ordering that. And three, that there is also a criminal investigation about leaking classified information. And perhaps this deals with other people who were targeted and then Americans wrapped up into that collection, including Michael Flynn. And that's a serious issue. And you have only about 20 people total who would have known the name to what they're saying, unmask that name publicly.
Right. Now that becomes a big issue.
It does.
And there was another point that needs to be refined here, too, is that when Comey acknowledged that there is an investigation into Russian hacking, or Russian involvement, let's put it that way, Russian involvement meddling in the election. He said that he had gotten the green light from the Department of Justice to say that. And that's interesting. Now, as I seem to recall, Jeff Sessions has had to recuse himself from all things involved in this. So I'm assuming then that would be the deputy attorney general that gave him the okay to do that?
That's right. Yeah, because Sessions would have been out of the mix. He also makes, Comey does, a distinction saying that the reason he commented on the Hillary Clinton investigation is because that investigation was over at the time that the original letter came out. And then it kind of fired back up again when they mentioned the Anthony Weiner discovered emails. And then, of course, the final dagger for Democrats, as they point to it, is the letter that comes out 2 days before the election day, which says, you know, there was nothing there. Yep. You know, so the Trump supporters, Democrats believe, were fired up because they believed it was all, you know, it was all in the bag. And he was saying that because he was pulling for Hillary Clinton.
All right, I'm going to play a little audio here from the interview of Donald Trump with Tucker Carlson on your air on the Fox News channel that happened last week. And let us just, because I need to understand the context of this. Remember, Brett, we were out of the country. We were in Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was. So I'm just trying to piece all of this together. But here we go.
How did you learn that? I've been reading about things. I read in, I think it was January 20th, a New York Times article where they were talking about wiretapping. There was an article. I think they used that exact term. I read other things. I watched your friend Brett Baer the day previous where he was talking about certain very complex sets of things happening and wiretapping. I said, wait a minute, there's a lot of wiretapping being talked about. I've been seeing a lot of things. Now, for the most part, I'm not going to discuss it because we have it before the committee and we will be submitting things before the committee very soon. That hasn't been submitted as of yet. But it's potentially a very serious situation.
Okay. Brett Baer. What is
nice shout out there,
by the way. Yeah, exactly. Congratulations. Do you know what he's referring to there?
Yes, I know exactly what he's referring to. I did an interview the night before with Speaker Paul Ryan, and I was coming up with questions to ask him. And in my effort to do this, this was a pre-taped interview for the show, I printed up Real Clear Politics that had a printout of public reports compiled by Mark Levin, the radio talk show host the night before, and he was just citing and compiling all the public reports that had mentioned intercepts or FISA requests surrounding this investigation. So thinking, well, I mean, this is out there. Let me ask Speaker Ryan about it. I say, you know, there are these reports, and I read from this list. Have you heard that? Thinking, this is going to be a part that I clearly edit out of the interview because he's going to say no. And he answers it in a cryptic way, which seems to suggest that he had heard it. And I say, I'm sorry, so you're saying that that's true? And he says, yes, it's true that there's no collusion that has been found between the Russians and the Trump campaign. I said, I understand that part of your answer, but I'm asking about the surveillance part. And he says, I understand what you're saying, but I don't know anything that has come from that. So his cryptic answer makes me leave that part of the interview in, and I leave it in. It's not confirming it, obviously, but it's the speaker answering the question about the reports. And the next day, 2 days, Saturday morning, obviously
that is
part of his confirmation, even though the President of the United States has every agency that can answer to him, and he has the answers at his fingertips.
Right.
For some reason, he cites that question of those reports.
Congratulations, Brett Baer. I think it's very good for ratings. Now, let me say this. There is something.
I'd do without it.
I'll bet. All right, so there's a couple things here. I think that I'm just going to speculate here. And, you know, it's not reckless. It's just speculation. That the president may have not been fully informed about detail here or asked for detail. And he was using the term wiretap to, in his own head, there's very little difference between reality and euphemism, right? Between exact language and euphemisms. He tends to exaggerate.
We've seen
a lot of
gamut.
Right. Yeah. There's evidence of that. So wiretapping may mean to him, he wants to say wiretapping because it's a sexy word to say, but he really means like surveillance, right? He can back off and go, well, maybe it was just surveillance.
It wasn't specific.
Right. His language even negotiates with itself, which I think is pretty interesting. So he does that. And then he's out there saying it's a wiretap, but it does indicate that there are clearly, and from today, and this is what I would just end on this, from today's hearings, I'm left with the impression as a viewer of this, and I'm interested in what you're thinking because you're going to go on the air in an hour with Special Report on Fox News Channel. Do we believe that there are people under investigation, because I do now, were people under investigation from the Trump campaign, whether it's Manafort or Stone or Carter Page would be another one. I think that's I should have left him on the list. Mm-hmm. Or Michael Flynn. We're under investigation by the FBI.
I do think so. And I think that, you know, there was the speculation that was the case for some time. Mm-hmm. This is a confirmation that there was some investigation ongoing. Now, what did that involve? Did it involve FISA requests, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court requests? For, you know, surveillance, maybe so. But it may have been that you're targeting the Russian folks and there is, you know, there are Americans that are kind of wrapped up in this surveillance. I don't know. But what's going to happen is, as the details of this investigation come out, I think you'll have the White House and the president say, you know, I met wiretap in the broad term, and that means someone in the Obama administration ordered this surveillance of me during the election, mm-hmm. or my team. And it's not going to prove to be what he tweeted, which was President Obama ordered a wiretap of Trump Tower.
Yeah. All right, Brett Baer. Excellent. What a day. What a world, right?
Trying to keep it straight.
I know. It's pretty amazing. All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.
We'll see you guys.
All right. Brett Baer. You went right.
We should mention his book. Because we actually have listeners who are asking if he's going to write a President Trump book as well.
Right. Okay. He wrote a book about the Eisenhower transition. Mm-hmm. 3 days in January.
And so
and
it's available.
That is, you should definitely check that out because it's really interesting because that was the military-industrial complex speech and the proviso and warnings and advice that he gave to the incoming young president, Kennedy, about what it was like to be, you know, to take over the world in this moment, because 1960 changed everything in a lot of respects. And it's a fascinating book and very, very, very well done.
So check it out.
All right. Now, Violetta Pottermatic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.